this month, you're going to be able to vibe with Steph and
learn that it's always a good time when you party with Ray, baby.
Yes. we're gonna teach the people some things this month.
Yes, we are. And we're going to tell you what's the tea, what's the motherfucking gaga.
Hello. Oh my God, Ray. I love you. I'm so happy that you're my guest. You're not my guest. No, you're not. Ray, nervous. Could never. It's funny because you're not just my guest right today on this episode. You're going to be my co-host for the month.
Yes, I am.
We're gonna.
You guys heard that right.
Yes. Hello, y'all. But we don't have a fan tonight, but maybe we'll get that on another night.
Yes, absolutely.
We have a lot of stuff down there too.
We do. We have a lot of stuff to talk about.
You know what's interesting? You don't always have ideas. I'm like, y'all got ideas. And mm-hmm. I'm like, and you always have ideas. So then now we get to freaking throw all the ideas and mesh them.
And put them in a big pot.
And then
witch pot.
A big witch pot.
The witch doctor.
Hello. It's gonna happen. We're gonna end with that big party I always wanted to have.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, but we'll have more details.
Absolutely, coming soon.
TBA.
TBA. Shout out to TBA in Brooklyn.
That's a club, right?
Yeah, it's a lot. Techno lounge.
That was one of the spots you first took me to.
Yes, it was.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's what I always say. Like 4 years, but it's like.
TBA is always a good time. Like, it's just like, it's just somewhere where you want to go in Brooklyn and the Williamsburg area, where you just want to go and just like, you want to go out, but you don't want to go out, but you want to have a drink, but you don't want to go to a crazy bar, you don't want to get too lit. Like, it's something where you can just, it's a place where you could just enjoy yourself, have fun, be with your friends, still listen to some great music in the house and techno genre.
How'd you find that place?
How did you find
a lot of places? We gotta learn a little bit about you.
I mean, I told you there was a good time when you put it right. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell you my secrets.
Can't tell you all the secrets. Not today.
Okay. I'll tell you the tea. I'll tell you all the gaga, but not all of it.
Not all of it. And you know what's crazy? Like, and you told me, and this is like stories I haven't even heard just from you. Just a lot of people. Like, I don't want to say it's the scene that makes you older, but you're like definitely like wiser by 100 years, right?
Yeah.
Like, people really be like, just because you're a big bully, man, tall, doesn't mean mm-hmm. you're like that age, but you always got that, right?
Yeah.
And that's why you've been in the scene for too long.
Way too long.
Oh my God.
Yo, I was, when I think about it, like...
Like, how old are you?
Literally, I was like, I was always into the house and techno music. I was always into it. And I feel, okay, so it started with my aunt, which is my mom's younger sister, she was into like freestyle and she was into house music herself, but yeah. She was more into like...
But you guys aren't from here, right? You came from DR, right?
From DR.
But were they playing that over there?
Yeah, yeah. Like, all the clubs over there. At least my aunt used to tell me. She said she used to be like, oh... Because she used to be a babysitter in DR.
Oh.
So she was like, oh, I'm going to go babysit, like blah, blah. Today's that night or whatever. And then she used to like have like clothes at like, I think one of her cousin's house, she told me. And then they'll go to like this club and it will be like LaBouche playing. It'll be like some of the classics that was like in the, you know, like in the 90s and stuff like that. And that's how she got into it. So I got into it.
So because that's how come you always knew.
Yeah. Wow. And her favorite song was Eric Murillo's I Like to Move It. Like, she always used to play that all the time.
It's legendary.
Yeah. She actually used to have that CD. And so like, that's how I kind of like grasped towards it. But my thing was like a big part that played into me loving the music and being comfortable and feeling like myself was that any beat, anybody can understand it because
yes.
It's in every language.
It's universal.
It's literally in every language.
And it's a soul thing.
Yes, and I thought that was so beautiful. So like, you know, not only English when I was younger, it was like, it was something like I could just vibe to and everybody could just vibe to because it's just the beat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's true. Because
and
even,
it's normal lyrics. Yeah, like, even, if they have lyrics.
Even, like, when we go outside, like, people, I know, like, you know, people that I grew up with, you know, I'm a Jersey City, everybody, that's not their first music of choice, but it's
right.
Like, guys, if you don't understand, no, it's not hip hop. It's just like everything, but like everybody's there. Like you'll find the whitest white person, you'll find the goths, you'll find the Puerto Ricans. There ain't a lot of Puerto Ricans, but we outside, we here, we're coming together. All the Cubans, the Colombians, literally. You know, like everybody's there and everybody understands. Everybody's having a good time. Everybody's dancing. It's definitely not like aggressive. Mm-hmm. Although you probably got that genre.
I mean,
the dark stuff, but it's not like. It's definitely a universal language. You see everybody just having a good
literally, like,
time.
No matter what country you go to, like, there's always, like, an underground party, or there's always a, like a techno party, a techno festival, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but that's what we're, that's
and
what
you
we're
see different
about.
People, like, yo, like, when I went to, Maria took me, shout out to Maria.
Hey, girl!
Maria took me to my first festival. When things were opening up before, you know, like when COVID first happened. Yeah. So we went to Miami. We went to 3 Points Festival, the Secret Project.
Oh,
and
I remember you came back.
Yeah, and like, I was just amazed. I mean, I always knew this, but I'd never been to a festival, and I thought festival was just like a cheesy crowd. Because I'm into like that dark.
Yeah, underground, you know, for real.
Exactly. Like, I like to wear black all the time, and every time I see people at festivals, it was always like,
mad colors,
colorful dubstep and this and that, and I was like, yeah, I'm not into dubstep, I'm not into like that mainstream shit. So
it's definitely not mainstream
at all. So basically, you know, so I went there and I was just like, yo, there's like so many different people. Like, there was like the hood of the hood people there. There was people from all around the world. There were people that traveled from far just to go there, and I was just like, wow, this is a festival. Like, I'm actually at a festival, and I don't care. Because I'm, you know me, I'm very clean and bougie, I know, and stuff. So, like,
<Hello.
laughs> so like,
yeah, I know you had to fan out.
Right. Oh, I sure did. And I was just like, I don't care if I'm sweating, I don't care this and that. Just the vibe and the energy was sickening.
But it's always like that if you realize, like, I mean, that's always kind of just
energy
in life. I think it just grew on me easily. But then, you know, I don't be out, I never really be outside like that. But then even like when I bring people that are not there, things like, oh my God, I had such a good time.
Literally.
Like, cause I'm like, girl, do not wear heels. We're not, this is right. Not that kind of club. So you're not, you, I hope, do not embarrass me and be in the corner not dancing, because we're gonna have a problem.
Cause it's not.
Cause
it's,
you're the one that's gonna be weird, not dancing.
Right, but it's like, it's not a place where you go to and judge. Like, exactly. It's like you, like, I remember going to like regular clubs and people used to like, oh, who's that?
Yeah, or who's it's that like a with? Contest.
Or why are they talking to my girl? Or
who's
we got
VIP?
More, yeah, we got more bottles. And it's not like that. Like, people literally walk up to you and they want to get to know you.
Yeah.
Oh, I never seen you before. Or you're chilling with this person. This person is one of my best friends. Or this person's like,
I
you
saw
know,
you on Instagram.
Right, exactly.
I saw you in a picture.
All the, yo, like, just the other day, people were like, oh, you're Maria's friend, right? I'm like, yeah. And I were like, oh, yeah, I've seen you in her stories. Mm-hmm. Even with Christina Babbage or whatever. People used to talk
hey,
about
girl.
Like, all the time. Hey, boo boo. All hey, the time. Girl. They used to be like, oh, you being, you know, I be seeing you, her stories. And this
yeah, and then
like,
now I go outside, and when I went to Brooklyn without you, and everybody's like, hey, you're by with Steph.
But
like,
I told you, what? you have that personality.
Well, because, you know, with them, like, Brooklyn, I'm like, you know, okay, but it's...
You but
know,
you used to go out to Brooklyn with
but I used to go with you.
I guess.
You
yeah,
know, it's
no,
very
right.
different, but it's, again, it makes you just remember, like, just be you, you know? I have purple hair. A bitch came outside with purple hair. I was like, hello, I'm outside. And it was just like, oh my God, you look great. You know, it wasn't, it's really about the music. But, you know, before we actually go into the episode and all of that fun stuff, we're actually gonna, on this episode, we're gonna be talking about the origins of like where house came from, where, and we're gonna end the month with. This is where techno, it's all babies of each other.
Literally, the evolution.
Yes, we're going to talk about the evolution. And it's actually not a white people thing. It's not a black people thing. It's not an anything thing. It's an everybody thing.
And it's a soul thing,
It's
baby.
A soul thing, honey. Hello. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, your fan to be like,
I know. My
he's going to go get in on commercial break. but before we do that, so yeah, this episode, we're just going to talk about that stuff. You know, origins, the classics. What is that? When people, where did these, the clubs, like, you know, where was the foundation of it? Because, you know, one reason why I disrespected you so much, Race, because I'm like, yes, it's the music, but like, you know so much about it. The education, like the history, it's so like, And I'm the nerdy person. You know, it's so much to it than just the beats.
I know.
Where did it come from? Who did that? When did they do it? Do you know what they were going through?
It sounds weird, and it still sounds weird to me when people like tell me like, oh, you know all this, and oh my God, like, you know, like where to go and this and that. Yeah, like, I'm still like people see me as like, if you want to go to a good party, you contact Ray. Yeah, like
party with Ray.
And it's just like, yeah, I mean, like,
it's a gift, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but it's still weird to me because sometimes people come up to me and it's just like, oh, you're this person or you're that person. Like, oh, I follow you on Instagram. It's not. And it's just like,
follow Ray on Instagram, Party with Ray.
R-E-Y, never R-A-Y. It's Party with R-E-Y.
We'll put it in the description.
But like, you know, like, it's just funny how I like created this vibe and like I make people feel so
yeah you
happy
named me vibe with Steph.
I did.
You're like a baby butterfly. Mm-hmm. But no, it's definitely a thing, you know why? Because like I think again it goes with like the history, because it's like I think that's what makes you feel the music more. You're like, oh, I know where this was made or how or why or who did it and when, you know what I mean? And that's why I was like, it's perfect just, you know, to have you, because anybody could throw a track, right? Anybody could throw a mix, put a playlist together. Just like, not to say I respect or disrespect DJs, but it's like you have a like just a better understanding and a greater grasp when it's like they know where this came from. Like they feel it, you know what I mean? Or that's how you know people that they're just mixing shit together, right? Like it's because you know the history, you know the backstory to it. You know what I mean?
When I was younger, I used to be locked in my room just doing research, looking up music, listening to Andrew Mendez on
Andrew!
On KTU, you know.
You know I can't talk to him anymore. Every time I hear him, like KTU.
No, seriously, like I used to literally be in my room listening to KTU live from the clubs or like the DJ, like, you know, spinning Saturday Night Dance Factory, that's what it used to be called. And like to be his friend now and to be his manager now, it's like a dream come true. Like I would never like to hang out with Victor Calderon when he's playing at Brooklyn Mirage.
Oscar G, Oscar G. I was like,
like,
oh my God.
To be close friends with his Oscar G's wife and friends with Oscar and like
chilling with Carl Cox up there.
Like, to literally like grow up listening to, I'm getting emotional.
It's okay, we vibe with stuff.
To like literally like listen to these artists, and I mean, please don't kill me, but I downloaded their music on like on LimeWire and like all that stuff.
Y'all
like,
be used to naps to that.
To now work range with them, promote their
personally
parties, and
them
exactly have a relationship with these people. It's just like I think about it, and I'm just like, no, I'm like no.
We're connected like, more than we know.
I still don't believe it. It still hasn't, like, it hits me, but sometimes I'm like, no. Like, are you for real?
And it's not to say everyone, right? Because people are funny wherever, but it's like the community, right? Because I remember, you know, when we used to promote at 46 Lounge, if somebody came incorrect or they looked funny, we're all like, we're loving you, but like, why are you acting funny? We're all checking you. You're not going to disrespect nobody.
Right?
You're not going to disrespect my, we don't touch the girls up in here like that. This is not that kind of place, right? You don't got to come up in here. We don't really care if you're wearing Gucci or Fendi or whatever the fuck.
At all.
We really don't. Like, we really, really don't. Remember they tried throwing us with the dress code shit that one time? We're like,
oh, yeah.
What is a dress code? We like black.
Let me tell you something. There's nothing, like, people literally will come to a house and techno party or a rave per se, like they will come in a suit or they will come in their gym clothes, like, and we don't judge.
And
you know why? Because everybody is there for one thing only.
It's the music.
The music.
The vibes.
Actually, more than one thing. It's the music, the vibe, and to connect with that DJ on those turntables. Mm. Like,
yes. And we're gonna talk about we'll talk about our favorite DJs, all that good stuff. But before we really get into it, Ray's gonna go get his own fan. I'm gonna take a bite of my sandwich.
I'm gonna get it. Everybody's sleeping.
Oh no, we're not trying to kick it out. Yeah, you know I always tell y'all, right? That I always record. I'm like a portable podcaster. Cheers. This podcast episode. I'm like this portable podcaster, so I take my stuff anywhere. And we're at Ray's house right now, and it's way late, so we're not going to be clapping fans, but maybe like in week two or three, we'll probably be clapping a whole lot
sure
of fans.
Will.
We're going to have a lot of special guests, some DJs, announcements, just a whole bunch of shit. I'm so excited for it.
Me too.
So excited for it. The more I talk about it, I'm like, ah, this is amazing.
Can't believe I'm doing this.
Yes, but before we actually like dive in and we know a little bit about Ray, but let me tell y'all something. We're gonna learn a whole lot about Ray, a little bit about me. We're gonna learn a whole lot though about
how we met.
How we met, and just about about why we love this scene so much. So before we continue, let's take this break. Listen to our sponsor, Dad, and we'll be back.
Love it.
And we're back.
Hello.
Hey, we got a party with Ray now. Learn with Ray.
Hello.
Learn with Ray. So we don't have the fan or anything like that, but we're here.
Oh, it's coming soon, so be on the lookout.
Yeah, because we're not going to be recording at this hour. But what we were talking about this episode that we're doing today. It's going to be y'all better pop your notebooks out or whip your notes out of your phone or something, because this is actual like history, right?
Sure is.
You know, it's history. It's the music.
A little introduction.
Yeah, a little intro, but the music that we love so much, like, where did it really come from? And everything's always starts because from a revolution.
Absolutely.
And it kind of really was. If you think about the time, so right now, I'm going to just share about what I know because I watched a documentary. Watched a good documentary. Thanks to Francisco, one of my favorite DJs out here.
Francisco Samuel.
Hey, Francisco, follow the music. Follow the music. I still need a shirt. But he actually told me about the documentary I think you and him were the ones who like inspired this podcast, actually. Like this segment, this session,
this series.
Yeah, because you guys are so like, y'all know the shit. Like, y'all know the history,
right?
You
remember he was like, we were all hanging out after.
He tried to test you.
So we were all hanging out after this event that we had because,
that's what we do.
We're part of the Get Down. Shout out to Mars.
Hey, Mars. So, Edmar Barak, right? Down.
Yeah. So he's
probably not
going to
listen to this.
Not until, what is it, nighttime or something?
Yeah.
So we had an event and we all wanted to just, keep on hanging out because it was a long time since all of us really hung out together all at the same time in a while. So whatever, we kept the party going. So we were hanging out, listening to music, and then we started talking about how people got into music and all this stuff.
Like, what you know.
Right, pretty
that
much.
Was like battling it out.
Yeah, pretty much what we're doing right now. But it was a little competition, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But who made this track? But who did this? Uh-huh. Do you know where? Uh-huh. But when? What day?
People were, see, like, I'm young. I'm actually 29 years old.
One of my favorite cancers. Mm-hmm. The favorite cancer.
June 29th. And he was schooling me. He was like, asking
no,
me this
trying
and
to school you.
And I was just, period. And I was like, telling him about this and that, where this came from, this song, that song, who made this. And he looked at me like,
oh, he would play a track that was older than both of us put together.
I know all the T.O. the Gaga, baby.
Honey. And I was like, hello, I know him.
Hello.
Yeah, because, like I said, it's like a respect thing, right? Because anybody could throw on something, right?
A lot of people get shocked. Even Jenny Bob. Shout out to Jenny Bob.
Yeah, hey, Jenny Bob. Jenny Bob knows about everything. Like, she loves us on Wu-Tang.
But she literally, like, when we first met.
She knows a lot.
We used to hang out throughout the pandemic. At the beginning of the pandemic, she would invite me to her house. We'll hang out listening to Jonathan Peters, which is another legend.
She loves Jonathan Peters.
Yeah, and we were talking about Sound Factory, which was in New York City, a huge legendary club. And
we'll talk about that a little more later.
Yeah, literally knew everything about that spot, knew everything about JP. Andrew Mendez was also a...
Shout out to JP.
Yeah, he was a resident there as well. And I was schooling her and telling her. She was like, you sure you're 29? 20, well, it was like 28, 27 at that time. She's like, you sure? And I'm like, yeah, I'm 27. And she was just like, holy shit. She's like, just as me or more. I was like, yeah.
It's true. But that's how come, like, I know, I think that's where, like, Francisco kind of gets his little kudos. Because people are like, again, with everybody wants to be a DJ, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's not a producer. I've learned a lot from like going to the studio with these guys. Mr. Reva, shout out to Mr. Reva Studios. And you see where their like origins are from, right? Because like I've seen a Mr. Reva, one of their favorite. Listen, one of my favorite mixes is the one that Mr. Revis did with Francisco. I love that.
Which one? The one with your voice?
No, not my voice. They haven't put that one out yet. Hello. they put a track, but it was like, because Revis is very much hip, like he was a hip hop head, and then you got this Francisco's into this funk disco, and you see like a, literally like a meeting of the minds.
Literally.
And it just fucking works.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you got David. Shout out to David.
Rodriguez.
Well, no, the other David.
Oh, yeah.
$40 Dave. He's not a DJ or a producer, but he has like a niche for music. Like he just hears something. He's like, I don't know what that is.
He adapted so well.
Right? Yeah.
He adapted so well.
Who came from New York City? But it's like, he'll hear something. He don't know what it is, but he's like, that. Whatever that is. And so I remember when I went to the studio, they were all there, you know, guys, and just was with the guys. And I'm just literally just seeing creativity at work. And I'm just like, this is dope. Where's the, get a sample from this, get a sample for that. And I'm like, it's a whole different creative process, right?
You know what's my point? Let me put something there real quick. What I love was those pictures he posted a few weeks ago of him on a Mandala Lounge with the
stage. Oh my God, I feel like a fool, like a DJ. They upload that shit.
They unplugged me. I love it.
He swears he's a so DJ. Cute. But you know, again, and you know, just to retract on what we were saying before the commercial, what we were saying earlier, like, David is somebody who this was not his scene.
At all.
He didn't go to club. He didn't go to nothing. He's just a hood kid from Jersey City. Mm-hmm. And he adapted so well, but people accepted him also, you know? Like,
absolutely, because that's what we're about.
Yeah, you're here, and everybody, we all got strong personalities, you know? But we also want to know what's up? We don't like drama. The fuck off the island. But at the same time, it's kind of like, you know what he said? Nobody liked him when they met him, but I'm like, because you don't say nothing, so that's weird. Like,
right?
What's up?
Right.
You know, but then it's like, oh, and when you kind of get to talk to these people, you kind of put all your creative juices are all together. So that's what I said. Like, I'm at the studio with the guys, and I'm like, this is so dope. Because it's like, this is what you're good at. This is what you're good at. And you're all from different parts of, like, different worlds, right? And you come together. And I'm like, this is crazy. But then, like I said, backtrack, where we talk about why even, where I was learning a lot about, more about the history of and the origins of house music, because I'm a nerd, we know this. And I like to know, like, wait, where did this come from? Who is this? Because, and I always ask you, but Ray, who is this? Send me their music so I know who it is, right? Because I want to know.
And I've been telling you too, I've been like, yo, this DJ did this.
Yeah.
This DJ accomplished this. This is where he's from. She's from.
And I've gotten, I found my little, like, genre niche, right?
No, it's funny because I remember when I first was bringing you more out. And like, I mean, you already knew what this was about. You already knew what the scene was about, but you didn't really know. Yeah. So like,
I didn't know the details.
So every time I would pick this girl up, I'll be like, okay, we're about to go see this DJ. I'll give her a history lesson.
Give me the tracks.
Literally give her a history lesson. As she's looking everything up, I'm telling her about it. And she's like, oh my God, you're right. Oh my God, you're right.
I know this song.
When I took it to Victor Calderon, New Year's Day, legendary party.
Yeah, and I knew the song. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. I heard this.
I'd be schooling her. I'd be telling her, like, so this DJ started here, this, da, 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 this, this, and that. And she'll be like, oh.
But you know what? That's why I'm always like, I appreciate when somebody, in anything, not just music, right? I'm like, teach me something. Like, what is it, right? And that's why we got closer, because you were always willing, right? I always had questions, and you were willing to be like, oh yeah, they've been DJs that are actually like international. I'm like, who are you? Nice to meet you. And you're like, bitch, that is such. And I'm like, oh, my bad.
See, like,
sorry, my bad.
So like, when I, you know, I'm a very loving person. Like, I love to make people feel important, make people feel welcome, and make people see what I see through my eyes. I love when people like feel comfortable and at home, especially in the scene. Like, I introduce everybody to everybody, because
doesn't matter.
My thing is, if I leave this earth today, like...
That's what you say. If I leave this earth, who are you going to call? I don't know. Like, I'm going to leave with you. Like, I'm going to leave the earth with you.
Like, I want everybody to, like, for example, like, if I leave this earth today, like, I don't want you to stop going out. Stop feeling what I feel. I don't want you to feel so comfortable.
Yeah.
But... uncomfortable to do it without
me. Yeah, but you know what did you say? I think that's why, like, it challenged me, right? It challenged me this year, in 2022, where I'm like, and everybody knows me, Bible stuff, I talk to anybody naturally, but it was almost like I just, you held a lot back. Yeah, but held a lot back, but also it's like, you know, you were just comfortable, like, okay, I'm gonna go with Ray everywhere. I'll raise something, I don't wanna go, because I don't wanna be in New York.
And I hate that, because a lot of people do that.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not naturally like that, but it's like, because you bring a comfort, right? And you were like, but such and such asks for you, or why don't you say it? And I'm like, oh.
And it's funny because I'd be telling people that, and they'd be like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and
yeah.
And they do, and that's the thing. Like, you know, it's crazy when people go out in the clubs. Everybody, not everywhere and everybody, but a lot of times, like, everything's so superficial. People only want to invite me out when I go to the club, right? But it's like, yo, like, you know my kids, you know my family, you know my mom, like, you know, like, we're really like, how are you? We'll go to our little depression bouts, and we're showing up to your house.
Right.
We're showing up with some wine, we're showing up with some popcorn, some games, and stuff.
A DJ.
A disc jockey. What's up? Everybody's gonna call you. I remember something that was so pivotal was the beginning of COVID. When you had the randomest people together, and we was in a video chat.
Yeah.
Listen, it was a puteria chat.
We started.
That was a little poopy chat. We kicked some motherfuckers off of that too, but anyway. But it was just like, I don't even know these people, so it's crazy, because then we met. I'm like, oh my God, you're Maria. You're Maria from the group
in
chat.
In the flesh.
Let me see your old titty girl. Kira. Darielle. What's his name?
Jasmine. Mars.
What's her other guy? San Diego.
Dylan.
Shout out to Dylan. And oh my, yeah, man. And COVID was already a lot for us, right? It was already a lot.
Who else was in the chat? Jair was in the chat.
Yeah.
We had a few other people.
We had some random guests sometimes.
Yeah, we literally had. We
were taking shots together.
Yes.
We were like, everybody get a shot. We're like, yes.
We had the most dance contest. Yeah, the most heart to heart, something like that.
Yeah, but it was COVID. That's what it was. That's how the Get Down really kind of were birthed from that, you know? But it was more like, these motherfuckers don't care if I'm in the club or not, right?
Right.
Because it was always like, you always have those people that's like, I'm out in the club, you want to come out? You're like, okay, but nobody ever checks them after. And it's just like, I mean, there are people like that, you know, but it's like, the heart of it is not.
At the end of the day, I guess what we're trying to say is that in this house and techno scene, in the rave scene, you are not just anybody at a damn VIP table or somebody flashing your Louis Vuitton purse.
Yeah.
None of that. At the end of the day, like, in this scene, you are welcome.
Yeah,
you are
who
loved.
Are you? Let's talk.
Like, people will come up to you and be like, oh, I saw you with this person. Like, they're my friend too. Or, I never seen you before here. People are very welcoming, loving, and you become family. You know,
I know some
majority of us were outcasters.
This is where we all felt like home. Yeah, and that's when, you know, when Ray started, like, he mentioned that, and I'm like, you know what? And like I said, going back to the warehouse actually came from, a little bit of history, y'all, a little bit of history, and this is factual. House started, yes, they say underground, but it was underground because what? The blacks, the Latinos, and the gays.
Yes, absolutely.
That's who they
were. But let me tell you something.
Were the outcasts, quote unquote.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In New York City,
Chicago, Detroit,
you know.
Right? Detroit?
Detroit is where techno basically, like.
We're going to get to that one later on.
Stay tuned. but Paradise Garage, you know, where. With Frankie Knuckles.
And what? That was like late 70s, early 80s, right? And just so we have like a, you know when they do those timelines in school, you're like, on this date, I have dates in my head. I'm one of those
Larry LeBron too.
Yeah, I'm one of those number people, right? So you give me a day and I'm gonna remember it, right? So
was at Paradise Garage.
Everybody felt
welcome.
I wanna go to Paradise Garage.
I wish. Honestly, you have no idea. Like,
and where was that?
It was in the city.
In New York City?
Mm-hmm. It was in New York City.
When did it close? That was what? That was a Limelight Output, all of that?
Limelight was, it closed down, I think, in the early 2000s. Output recently closed a couple of years ago.
That's Superior Ingredients now, right?
Yes.
I remember.
In Williamsburg, but Paradise Garage was way before those even clubs even wasn't even thought of.
Yeah.
Paradise Garage was a place where the gays and Latinos and blacks felt welcome. It was all disco. It was about, you know, just having a vibe. It was like the number one club in New York City that had the best sound system, you know.
But that's crazy. You know, like, I feel like it's deja vu, but not deja vu, right?
Dude, Madonna, Michael Jackson, Danny Tenaglia.
Yeah, but and even the Madonna, like Madonna and all the major people that mm-hmm. we know, when they like dove into house, it was something. They were like, it's a new sound, it's a new vibe, right? I'm like, oh, the remix was created in this house.
No, but the thing was that, like, house music came from disco. Mm-hmm. Disco was it.
House was born from the ashes of disco.
Exactly.
And it was, and, you know, if y'all want to really know, because y'all know me, I'm a nerd. The night that disco died, really, that's mm-hmm. what they say. If you really Google it, but I'm going to give you a little tidbit. July 12th, 1979. So this is the mm-hmm. last year of the 70s. So we already know what hippies, the bell bottoms, mm-hmm. the disco, the Donna Summers, and all of that. But it was definitely all the gays loved it, right? Mm-hmm. The gays loved it. The black, because hello, Donna Summers. What do we say? Donna Summers, Gloria Gaynor.
Oh my God, yes. Yes. I remember. Oh my God, that song.
But those songs, yeah, the black folks mm-hmm. with the voices. What was this homeboy's name? The white boy who got mad. What's his name? Steve Dahl.
He was a radio host. Mm-hmm.
He was mad.
He was very mad because he basically was, I think he lost his job. He lost his job because disco was taking over. He was like, yo, what the hell is this crap? And basically he got together with a few people and started this big rally.
At the fucking White Sox games.
Yes, at the stadium.
On that day, July 12th.
He was like, but here's the gagger.
The gag.
Okay, here's the tea, here's the gaga. Let me tell you what's going on.
Hey, well, hello, let me know. Hello. So, tea is hot, it's hot.
Everybody brought their disco records or disco records in general that they could find, quote unquote, disco records. And
the black people records, the gay people records.
Yes, but here's the thing though, it was only supposed to be a disco thing, but people were pulling up with their crates of records and they were putting it into the front of the stadium. And that was basically like their, yeah, but here's the gag though.
Oh, hallelujah.
It wasn't only disco music, it was basically like Marvin Gaye and like all those like it was like those records.
So
like,
it totally came like, to that we all just being racist motherfuckers.
Pretty much. That's what it basically went to.
But I know I think it said that he wasn't going for that. That was not his anger point, supposedly.
So he says, I mean, I don't know if it's the truth. I'm not saying that I don't believe him, but who knows? I mean, everybody's intentions is different. Everybody did it for a different reason. But the point is,
that was the night disco died.
Yes, it was.
That night was like the pivotal point. Yeah, no, and that was actually
one. You want to know something funny?
I want to know something. I like to laugh.
So, a few years ago, literally, like, I would say like 5-6 years ago. Mm-hmm. No. It was when I was 20 years old. And
that was a lot of years ago.
Yeah, it was. 9 years ago. My friend Brianne Rogan, shout out to Brianne.
Hey girl.
Which is also Jessica and Stephanie. Redhead Stephanie's cousin.
Oh, shout out to you guys.
Yeah, they're all cousins. So her parents used to listen to a lot of oldies and disco and stuff like that. And I used to be like, oh my God, I like this song. Or oh my God, I know this song. I was like, you listen to this? And he's like, yeah, disco. Mind you, I didn't even know that was disco.
Disco.
I didn't even know that was disco music. And I used to have this customer, Gerard. He was like, I love disco. And I used to be like, disco's not my thing. Like, I'm a little Spanish boy from, you know, the Republic. So, like, you know. So, like, I didn't know what disco was until Brianne actually schooled me, like, oh, yeah, girl, that's freaking disco music. I'm like, I like disco this whole time. I knew I liked it, but I didn't know that was the genre.
Disco, yeah.
I would categorize it as in, like, old school house music, dance music, which is disco.
Exactly. Yeah, that was the full breakdown.
And I knew where house music come from, but I didn't know that it was like disco related.
Right.
Until like, and I was
I felt recently, where I was like, wait, where did techno come from? It came,
Right. Because like, it was like everything
the gag.
It's like everything.
It's like eye opening, but you appreciate it more.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what was I going to say? And that's why I brought up Francisco in the first place. I was going to look up, you know, me Googling everything. I was originally going to watch Pump Up the Volume, the history of house music.
I saw that.
But then he said, no, you got to watch this one. And I'm like, I want to watch all the things. I was there when House took over the world.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw that, too. Both of them.
Listen, I was just there like, black folks, we are fucking magic.
Yeah. So let me tell you a little.
That's where I learned all my stuff.
So Frankie Knuckles and Larry were like, they were best friends, whatever. Frankie was from the Bronx, blah, blah. So Larry was like, he was like that nigga, that person, whatever. He was that dude, and
but what was he? What's he known for, Larry Levine?
For DJing, DJing. He literally he was just,
because I know they say Frankie Knuckles did. They call him the Godfather.
But here's the thing, though. Here's what happened. So basically, this guy named Robert, I forgot what his last name, but Robbie. So Robert opened up a club for gays. And for blacks and Latinos,
an underground thing,
like,
right?
Yeah, like, and it was called Warehouse in Chicago.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so he basically came to New York and asked Larry to spin there, and Larry was like, nah, or whatever, and put it in my words. And then basically Frankie Knuckles went over there and was like, wow, like, oh my god, blah blah, like, this is cool, this is dope. And then
it's literally everything's like, black, dark, yeah, lights.
A lot of like, you know, Americans, like white people, they were starting to get into that club. And they started like, you know, like, oh, this is dope.
Yeah, because they would go in and they're like, yeah, what is this? Like
exactly.
It feels like disco, but what the hell is this thing with it? Like, literally, but like I said, the remix.
I'm getting to there. So you kind of went ahead of me. So what happened was Frankie Knuckles, I believe he bought like these mixers or whatnot, or started like scratching in certain parts or whatever.
Yeah.
And like what he did was, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but, listeners.
Reverse the tracks.
So yeah, so like what he did was he basically just started making his own like music and doing different things, and then and it was popular in that club called Warehouse.
Yes. So only what they said. Only, if you were here, a Frankie Knuckles song is only because you heard it there.
Exactly. And it still happens to this day. Like, I go to some festivals and clubs, and I'm just like, oh my god, I need to find that song, and you will never ever
find it.
Like, until that person releases it, like,
9 years later.
Yeah, like, a friend of mine, A-Vision or whatever, he just released this track that I was trying to find for like a year and a half or whatever. It's called, it's by Strafe.
I don't even know who these people are. I'm gonna have to Google them.
Let me show you.
Wait. I gotta know.
So basically, he remixed Strafe's Party Started. Let's get this party started, right?
Oh,
let's get this party started quickly. So that song, he remixed whatever. I was trying to find it forever, but whatever. And he released it like almost 2 years later. But the point is,
it's like you just have to be there. Yeah, so like Frank, I have to be there. Moving.
Right. So Frankie Knuckles basically started doing his thing. And then they were like, we don't know what to call it.
What the fuck is
that? And the club was called Warehouse. So he was like, house music.
And they made it in their houses too, right?
Yeah, literally in their bedroom.
In their house.
While their mommy and daddy was sleeping. And like, you know, like.
Picking up shit from random places. Mm-hmm. Oh, this makes a sound.
Literally.
Yeah, this makes a sound. Mm-hmm. Like, click, click. I think this sounds like. I forget.
You know what's another thing they used to do back in the day in Chicago? they when they used to make their tracks, they used to like take regular tracks, mm-hmm. like literally just like I mean, not regular tracks, though, regular
the vinyls,
and they used to just pop the middle out, burn everything.
That was in the documentary. Yeah, they melted.
Yeah, they melted everything and then just put and made a whole bunch of their like track or whatever.
Yeah, and they made the eight track. No, not the eight tracks. That's what they called it. No, I forget what they called. But yeah, I saw them in the documentary. Yeah. The one that I just mentioned. So it's actually like on YouTube. I feel like I know everything. I don't know everything, but it's called, if y'all want to check it, I Was There When House Took Over the World. The Experiences Go Further. Recommendation. Mm-hmm. It was great. And that's where you literally see them. Like, they have old pictures of them. Yeah. Like, they were high school students.
Uh-huh.
They were like high school students, like, literally. Mixing shit. Well, like, picking up things, pieces for pianos and making literal, like, mixes.
You know, and it's crazy because
and they were not musicians.
When I was like 12, 13 years old, I wanted to, like, be a DJ. And I wanted to build, like, I didn't want to buy
make
a building.
A sound.
I wanted to buy a huge property lot. And like literally like build a club from scratch and do all these crazy things. Like I used to want to like make it look like Sound Factory and Limelight.
Well, who's to say you can't?
Yeah, but nowadays like, clubs die so quickly.
But why don't
it's hard
you make
to keep
it the vibe
it.
Of that place? This is how you party with Ray. And mm-hmm. this is specific to that. And that's why
call I place, it the vibe with Steph and party with Ray.
The vibe with Steph and party with Ray. Say it at the door. So you name it with the door. But that's why like I know for me like there's some places I do house stuff and I don't like. Listen, I ain't knocking Manhattan, but I went to a Manhattan party and I was like, I hate it here.
Manhattan's not the same.
It was like, I don't love it. And we were there with our friend. I was like, I just hate it here. I was like, it's not the vibe, but there'll be places, like you said, like a TBA or $3 bill.
Yeah, $3 bill. It's a gay club, but
it's the vibe is cool. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like even
Mirage, Evan Gardner.
Yeah, and those are places. Like,
now and then, shout out to Anthony Nima,
hey,
my big brother.
Anthony, a gay club.
Love you.
Yes, Scorpio fab. Mm-hmm. I was like
Shemansky, like
I like this
even
guy.
Small, but like,
I like this guy. I like Anthony. Mm-hmm. He knows his stuff though too.
He does. No, he literally like it's funny because he still to the day tells me all the time, yo, you have a gift, like you have something, yeah. Like you know, and he literally like
he gives everyone a chance.
When I met him,
he gives
like
everybody a chance.
Yeah, he really does. No, but he really because
he
really
said
does.
He was the one who didn't get one.
No,
like nobody gave him
yeah,
a chance.
Yeah, he literally does. And like
he has a club. He has his own little spot that mm-hmm. we survive at 4 o'clock in the goddamn morning on a Sunday.
Absolutely,
it doesn't matter the time, but it's like because again. That vibe of the place, right? That's why I tell you, like, why can't you just get a spot, mm-hmm. get a fucking lot, get a warehouse? We'll go under a goddamn bridge.
But no, seriously.
We'll all be clapping the fan, clap, clap. And if you don't like it, we don't want you here. We don't know you.
But back to the, you know, back to the origins of house music. Yeah, man, they used to do a lot of things, and it was just all started in somebody's bedroom, in somebody's basement.
The Outcast.
Yeah.
They didn't have groups of friends or anything like that. They were mm-hmm. just like, oh, let's do
Chicago.
It. That's. Chicago lit.
It is. I've been there for the first time last September with Maria, Dariel,
oh,
Boris,
yeah.
What,
was
Mike.
It Arc? No, not
yeah, it was Arc Fest. Yeah, it was
yeah,
Arc Festival.
Yeah, was Arc
I'm dying for you to go. It was
look,
sick, man.
Right,
it was,
I have
no,
such bad anxiety.
No, but listen. No, but listen.
Crowds like that.
Listen to me.
He's still
such,
trying to convince
no,
me.
But you don't
go.
Understand.
I'm going to put a poll. Should Steph go to a festival?
No, but you don't understand. Like,
you know, I stay in the back. I stay in the back. Can I stay
but
in the back?
But it's not even. Yeah, you can. That's what we did. But you don't understand. It's like. It's. I understand that people hate crowds and stuff like that, but like
I don't hate the
when
crowds.
You're enjoying, well, listen, when you're enjoying the music and you are engaging with the DJ, and you feel those that bass going through your feet, and oh, that's sickening. Oh my god!
I think
like,
he's getting chills,
it.
Guys. He's having
like,
chills.
I really am. Like, oh my god, I love it.
That's how you know, like people are really there. Like we're all. I love when we all there. We're like, we're gonna wait for the beat to drop, and we're just like, boom! And we're like, yes!
Yeah. Yo, oh my god, like Elro this weekend.
You, I'm always freaking Miss Elro because I'm not here.
No, seriously, that
again,
I don't know why.
The last time I wasn't here,
and it's 2 days,
and I'm not here again.
But anyway,
it's always some shit. I'm
but like,
here.
Just when they like when the beat drops and they throw that confetti and everything, it's just like, oh,
you love it here.
I do.
Elro, if people want to go to Elro, you got a link or something.
I do actually. If you go on look up Party with Ray, linktree.com. Well, you know the Linktree website.
Click on his Instagram.
Yeah, go on my Instagram, Party with Ray Rey, and click on the link in the bio. You can get all my tickets there. They're always discounted for the Brooklyn Mirage and everywhere else.
And all the Elro tickets
mm-hmm.
are there.
If you click on the Elro link, just put Rey as a discount code, and you guys can.
You got a discount code, huh?
Girl, you know it's always a good time when you're part of a race.
When you're part of a race, spell it right, Rey, not Rey.
Exactly.
You don't know him. But let's go to just a quick little. When a little. because we gotta take a break right quick, and then we come right back. We're gonna teach people a little bit more, and let them know what they have to look forward to the rest of the month.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back, guys. Espérate, Ray. So you're saying that Carl Cox is a techno DJ. I already pressed record because I'm getting the receipts.
Okay, okay. Hold so up, Carl Cox started as a, no, I love a, he started off as disco
house soul. And techno records.
Exactly, and he transitioned into house, and then he went into techno, and he does a little bit of everything of that. Like that guy. Oh my god, I saw him like 2 weeks ago. Oh, so good. Mm. And then hanging out with Komal Dabber too. She's a doll.
Oh, you love her. I haven't heard her play live.
She's really good.
He's gotten the best techno DJ award. Yes,
that's what I'm trying to tell you, girl. Like,
so see, oh this god. Is why. Listen,
shout out to my best friend Boris. He will be here. He will be here. So disappointed in you right now.
Oh, we ain't even gonna talk about the board. We're gonna message you about that.
Oh my god, I cannot believe you did not know that.
You know what? And this is what, listen.
And she loves Carl Cox.
I love me some Carl Cox. Hello. Mm-hmm. I love she me some. He be shaking. He be like, hey.
Yo. Oh my god. Him and Danny Tenaglia. Shout out to Mark with Danny Tenaglia.
I miss it.
It was so good.
I always miss it. I always miss it.
And let me tell you something. So I met DJ and Sarah.
Hey,
Disney. At the City Fox, shout out to them. I met them at the City Fox Halloween party and, like, definitely took them to my wing. Beautiful people.
Yes. And, we take everybody from the suburbs, Amish land, wherever y'all from. He is from the Lancaster. So, right? It's where the pilgrims
are. I gotta go. And the podcast.
My bad, okay. We're pressing close, record, and scene.
So. Basically, yeah, we were talking about Carl Cox, and they finally saw Carl Cox, and they were amazed. Yo, they, like, it's just that party was just a whole vibe from start to finish.
I was so jacked. I definitely had FOMO. But I was so tired. I had so much.
Oh my god, it was.
I was like, I went. I took Jackie there.
Too.
Yeah, yo. She did. She loves it here. Shout out to Jackie.
She basically. So it's funny because she was just trying to find a ticket. She was like, I want to go out. She's like, I want to show you. I miss you. Blah blah.
You pulled a New Year's party.
I already like gave my comps away and. She was like, I want to go, and we couldn't find a ticket. And then somebody randomly was like, yo, you know what? I can't sell my ticket. Nobody wants to buy it. He was like, somebody, he put it in this group chat on WhatsApp that I'm in, full of, like, you know, like people that sell tickets. We talk about parties and all that stuff, everything house and techno. And I was like, Jackie, take this fucking ticket. I was like, take the ticket and go.
Everyone.
I was like, leave now and get in line and go. Bro, I got there like, within like 10-15 minutes. She was just like, oh my god, Ray, I'm in. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
She had so much fun. And our Jackie, I met at one party. We just had like a month and some change ago. And she's a big like reggaeton. Mm-hmm. Mad Puerto Rican. That's why I said our Puerto Rican people coming together. Mm-hmm. We're outside. Hello. And we've you know, we get to explore other music together. But she's like, I didn't know this was like this, right? She's like, I didn't know. And she loves it.
You know the fucking vibe.
She knows the vibe. She knows the vibe was dead. But she loved it. She was like, oh my god, I had so much fun.
It was so much fun.
Yeah. You know what? When I see Carl Cox in person, just like Black Coffee, that I always fucking miss it. Some shit always happened. I was sick that time.
He killed it out.
I know that it's gonna be like my moment. I think I might cry. You know, I was all excited when I heard some Black Coffee won the Grammys. I was like, yes! Listen, that man played with one arm. One arm. And people don't know. And this is just like you said, I didn't know Carl Cox was like tech. It's not that I didn't know. It's just like the lines cross. It's like they cross so many lines.
So something about Stephanie. Stephanie is more of a house, tribal, like type of
Afro
girl.
Beats.
Exactly. But she denies the techno.
She denies
the techno because she be like, I don't know. I can't mess with techno too much. I'm like, girl, but you be all over the place, vibing, dancing, and all that stuff. You know what it is? Because she thinks, I feel like she overthinks the situation. T- techno.
Stephanie Overthinker could never.
girl, bye. So Stephanie overthinks the situation. It's like,
I'll be mad picky, ooh. Right?
Is that you?
Let's see.
Oh no, okay, sorry.
Y'all see, false alarm. No, we're not cutting that out. That's what happens. Oh. We're in North, y'all. We in North.
But
on the good side, I think.
Brick City. But no, but that I though, like,
it's just the lines cross so much, and I'm very picky with my DJs. You know me.
You know she is. I'll but the like, thing is okay. that like I just feel like she, you know what it is? She, when she thinks techno, she thinks she thinks 6 a.m. acid techno.
Yes.
Over like
Jersey Shore,
like,
that too.
No, that's more of like, see, the Jersey Shore crowd is like, no, it's more of like, nowadays is more of a mainstream thing.
Yes, that's what I think. When no. I, so you know what? That's what
you,
it
girl,
is.
You got your genres off.
No. When I think of techno, I think of that mainstream shit that I'm just, but like, I don't want to hear.
But that's not even close.
But it's not even techno. But no, again. But that's why. And that's why I'm always listening to you, Ray. Like, I'm like, wait, this is techno. No.
Oh, Carl.
Because, again, the lines have crossed so much that you're kind of like, wait, that's that? I didn't know.
They're all the same family, pretty much.
Yeah, they're all birth, born, and baby. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and like I said, this podcast is the evolution of house, right? So we're going to just, every week, we're going to just transition and see how this baby.
Oh no, y'all might get a bonus episode.
Oh, maybe you'll get a bonus episode.
We'll see about that.
We're going to have questions. You got to answer it right.
We should do that. You know what? After. Okay, on the post where we post about this podcast, I want you guys to ask questions, because we do have a list of DJs coming in.
Yes, one of these
from
weeks.
The New York City, New Tri-State Jersey, area. Tri-State area. We will have legendary DJs that worked with Nervous Records. That are on these big labels and
all different genres.
Exactly, like, you know.
You guys, there's genres to techno and house genres. Did you know this?
Like, yeah, there's different levels.
Subgenres. There's levels to this. Apparently, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have the funk house, disco, Afro beats, the acid house. Tech house. I'm like, what the fuck is a tech house? Like, what is tech house?
And you'll be vibing.
Yeah, but you know what? It's again, the lines are so easily crossed, but they so smooth with it too. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, what happened? You know, and then you see the difference, even in the look, their look and style. You're like, how did this guy just back to back with that guy? That doesn't even make sense. But it works, you know? And I'm like, that's where you really appreciate it. Because it's almost like when you hear a fucking country singer with a rap song, you're like, oh shit, this is crazy. It's like that. You're like, how the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck? And that's how the fuck.
It's just music. Like, and it's funny because my parents sometimes, they'll be like, even my friends, some of my friends, they'd be like, how can you wake up early in the morning? 7, 6, 8 o'clock in the morning, wake up and listen to techno and house music. Like, that's too fast for me. Like, this is
not.
And I'm just like, listen, that's what motivates me. That's what makes me happy. That's what gets my blood just running through my body. Like,
yeah. You know where my little crossover came when I talk about my mama all the time. I love my mama. Shout out to mom.
Hello.
She's very Puerto Rican, but she, on the freestyle. Mm-hmm. Freestyle shit. So when I hear the music, I know my favorite house track, Ray. My favorite house track is by Louis Vega when it has La India in it.
Oh yeah.
That, you know, Andrew Mendes be fucking it up. That shit, he be mixing that shit. When he plays Love and Happiness, that I'm gonna put that in my playlist. It's the first song in my, like.
Why don't you create a playlist on Spotify and have your listeners play?
Yeah, listen. I have that feature, so I'm gonna do it.
Okay, so hello.
We're gonna put a Vibe with Stuff playlist, and we have a Party with Ray playlist.
So you can see all the tea, all the gaga that
all of it, honey.
All of it.
I mean, listen, if my playlist is better, no, I'm kidding. It's very different. It's not better. It's different. They're different.
Like I said, it's always a good time when you party.
Hashtag party Ray. Put it on a shirt.
No, seriously. Actually, I do have shirts. My merch store is coming pretty soon.
Yes.
With,
are we going to have fans, right? Clack, clack, click.
We're going to have all of that. We're going to have fans. We're going to have booty shorts.
Shout out
bikinis,
to our boy. Shout out to our boy, Vic Jaramillo. Jaramillo.
Reprinting.
All the merchandise is made by Vic. I still have a list. I have a list of personalizations. I will never forget, Vic, the night you made me my vibe with Steph with the sparkly purple. That was like one of them 6 a.m. things. But, you know, it wasn't even crooked. It worked out. And he was so proud of it. I wear it like an armor with the Get Down in the back.
It's funny because when I wear my merch that I only make for myself and my close friends, I get so many people like, oh my God, where's mine? Oh,
who's trying to buy your ring?
I want to buy that and this and that. And I feel so bad. I'm just like, oh. I really need to get my merch store out. I've been saying this for like...
Yeah, Ray, do
1910.
It. 1910. Like, that's always the year, 1910.
Literally.
I don't even know qué pasó en ese año.
You know what? I actually had a customer that was born 1910, and I got so happy. He was like, why are you
why,
happy?
Why was he outside?
You don't understand. That's my year.
1910 was lit. Like, bitch, why is he outside? He was born in 1910.
Yo.
Somebody will blow him out.
Trying to buy a smartphone.
Listen, you know what? I can't even say that. And you know what? That's another thing I appreciate about the scene. The people that we meet that are in their 50s and 60s, I'm like, how are you even fucking doing
that? No. Can we? No. First of all, let's talk about people that are in their 50s and 60s.
I love y'all.
Let me know. We do love them.
We love them.
But the point is that I'm about to make right now, I remember Bush, it was at Elro at Brooklyn Mirage last summer. There was this beautiful Korean woman. She had short hair, blonde hair. She was dancing. Her body was sick.
Connections on Craigslist.
Girl. I have her on Instagram, actually. Her energy, her vibe, she was dancing I was like, yo, you are so beautiful, your energy, your soul. Cause she kept looking at me and talking to me. She was like, oh my God, I love the way you do your fan and this and that. She's like, oh my God, you know, like usually that thing's annoying, but you go with the beat. And she was like living for me.
Ray is all beat.
And like shout out to Fan Poppy and love you, Omar. But the point is, like, she was like, you know, we were talking, we exchanged information, and I asked her, I was like, how old are you? You will never believe how old she is. And
Asian said, like, the girl, black people.
Listen, my jaw dropped so far into the ground that I had to pick it up. I had to fish for it. That's how far I fell down. Like, she was 67.
Oh, shut the
66,
hell up.
66, 67, I swear to God. And let me tell you something. This is, like, a lot of people in the scene, they are so old school, they look so young.
What do I say? The music
so young.
Yes.
And they be doing.
They be fucking it up.
And they be doing all types of stuff, and I be like, what? Like, and
me and my sciatica be fucking
like,
up.
No, seriously, me and my freaking herniated disc.
Oh, your herniated disc. When Ray dances, I'm like, yes, everybody, watch Ray's coming through. He's about to do something.
Yo, it's funny because when I first started,
you're like fucking float, Ray.
Yo,
like
when I danced and Kira saw me dancing, she hasn't seen me dancing in years. I know Kira for years.
Yeah, Kira be doing the thing with the knee. She be like.
Like, but she told me that she was like, get the hell out of here. She's like, no.
She'd be like, I'm sick. I'm dead. I'm dying. Oh my God. I cannot with great disaster. Shout out to Kira from Queens. I love McQueen's from Queens.
No, she's not from Queens.
No. She lives in Queens.
No, she doesn't live in Queens.
Oh, she's in Long Island.
Yeah, she lives
in Queens. Oh, I take it back.
Yeah, she was.
She's the only Long Islander I like.
She was born in the Bronx.
That's why she got that attitude.
We love that attitude.
We love all that. That's why. Because you know what? Long Island is a weird to me. We're not going to talk about that now, but...
Oh, we love y'all.
Well, we love y'all.
We have a lot of friends there.
We do.
But anyways...
There are fun... Right. No, you know, talking about the Asian lady. That's how, you know, what we met. When we met in Brooklyn. Not to say the whole story, but somebody thought Ray was checking me out, right? And I'm like, who's that? Come over here. It was a man versus drum. It was like my first, like, big event.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah, because I was invited through David Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. That's how I like kind of met you.
David and Rose.
Yes, David
Adrian,
and Rose.
Shout out to Adrian.
I love that. Yes, Adrian. Hey, what's up? And we did Man versus Drum, and that shit was like, mm-hmm. My ancestors were calling me. I was like, oh my God, I love it here. And Ray was over there with his fan. I don't even know who you were, but I just knew I saw a big ass Dominican.
I'm 6'5", by the way.
You
guys.
Could tell the nigga's Dominican. Like, you didn't have to ask. Are you Dominican? With the whole fucking ponytail. And he had the fan. And he was just, apparently was checking me out, but not checking me out. I didn't even know. I didn't know I was that fly back then.
You've been fly.
But I didn't even know. I didn't even know.
You go with that same time.
But now I know.
But the point is...
Yeah, you were like, and I was like, what's the name? My ex, I was with, he was like, come over here. I'm like, what? This guy's looking at you. I'm like, ooh, I didn't even know nothing. Oh. And so we go outside. We go outside. Everybody's on a smoke break. And he's like, that guy. I'm like, are you fucking kidding? What? You were like, bitch, I love the outfit. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, yes. He was like, yeah, I love it. And he was with a group of girls, mm-hmm. as per usual. And I was like, I looked at him like, are you freaking serious right now? This one? We're like, I love it. It's sickening. It's sickening.
Sickening, darling.
I was like, can we be friends?
And he was so mad.
He was mad at
me. And then he got to know me.
And he's, I mean, there's been another thing. We don't talk about that. It's another episode. But, yeah, listen. Listen, let me tell you something. If Steph doesn't vibe with you, it's weird. Because I love people. And if you don't party with Ray, it sounds a little problematic. Because we don't do that here. I've never heard a person's... No, actually, one time I heard somebody say something about Ray, and I went off. Remember? I was like, I know you're not talking about Ray. And it was like,
I'm a lover, guys. I'm a huge lover.
Yes. I'm like, we love the people. Mm-hmm. We do, and we're big on energy, right? Maybe mm-hmm. some water something. Because I'm a Scorpio, you're a Cancer. Mm-hmm. It's a thing.
It definitely is.
Yeah, you're definitely fucking Cancer. Sick. It's disgusting sometimes. But yeah, but that's where, like, we feel so. You guys are a freaking. Moon baby, you're led by the moon.
Oh, I'm pretty much like finishing bottle one.
You know,
wait,
this is what happened. We're gonna have to pull up a bottle of wine. But these cups are dope, though. Obviously, they're black. These freaking wine glasses.
Matching my nails.
Where did you even get these from?
My father got these. You know, no, I swear.
From DR, the Dominicans. Yeah, they don't even have the fucking aluminum cups. I'm, don't steal cups
over there.
Bitch, you got this. Yo, it's not for nothing. My kids are half Dominican. Dump steel cups.
Yeah.
Oh, the shit. They keep everything fucking cold.
Yeah.
I'm like, when you go to DR, can you get into the fucking cups? Because mm-hmm. them shit, they don't break. They last you for like, they'd be from like 1910 and you still got that.
I'm done.
Oh my God. But whatchamacallit?
So yeah, we met at Maris's drum and
been stuck like fucking glue.
Yeah, and I told her, like, I was like, yo, like I read her like a book.
Yeah, you were like, you're gonna promote. I'm like, I don't fucking know anybody here. These are not my people.
I basically told her, I was like, look, man, you have a gift. I was like, you are this person. I was like, and you're gonna make it and you're gonna become somebody. Like, and she was just like questioning me, like, what? Like, what are you talking about? I was like, yo, like, you're a dope person or whatever.
And I'm like, no, you're dope.
And I got her out of her shell.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? People who knew me before, they were like, no, Steph never had a shell. But no, really, it really, really did. I mean, I did have transitions in between, you know, which really helped. But even in those moments, you know, even in those very moments is when I go to my house family, my house techno family, I'm like, yo, I'm on a rough time, but we get it. So it's like we've only known each other, 4 or 5 years, and it feels like mm-hmm. your whole lives. Because mm-hmm. in just those, that short amount of time, it's like, yo, you've seen me from all these phases, and I've seen your growth, just in, not in the sense of like out here being with them, but more like trusting yourself, mm-hmm. right? It's like, I can't stand you. You just be fucking right all the time. And you'd be like, oh my God. Like, you're so shocked all the time. Fucking shocked. Oh my God, what? Like, you know, so it's like we like to encourage each other. But we'll also fucking tell you about yourself. You're acting mm-hmm. up, bitch. You're acting up. Right?
That's so true.
Yeah, and then we'll love each other. Come over here, stupid. We'll have people. I know people within our, you know, within our family that were like, yo, you know what? I was on the brink of like suicide. I'm like, wait, what? And just to see where people are from those points. And then now it's kind of like, that's why I love it here so much, right? Like, beyond the music. I mean, it's the music is what brings us together. But beyond that, it's like, if I got to make a phone call, if I need a ride from the airport, like, I'm going to call me, y'all motherfuckers.
Yo, in every group, and okay, when I step into the club.
You're the biggest person there, first of all.
But when I step into that dance floor, like,
nothing every else matters.
Nothing at all, nothing. But the people and every group that I know, there's people from ages 21 all the way
to 67, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Literally.
You know the one guy that comes out, he's always at society. He got his little crease in the middle of his jeans.
Oh,
fucking name. He just be out there grooving. I think he puts starch in his jeans and he irons he got a crease in the middle of his jeans and he's just having a good time.
But it's just like, even, yo, you could go to a party and like, you see people all ages,
all
colors,
countries.
Different countries.
You'll get the goths and you'll have the woman dressed with high heels and a tight-ass dress looking like everything.
And it's just like, it works. You know what it is? It's diverse. Oh, house music is diverse and it's known in every language.
Yeah.
As well as
tech. Yeah, you say tech. And I know I met, so I was just at the Ashford the other day and it was a guy, he was a Portuguese from Portugal. We're talking, I'm like, you know, the things I always tell people, what brings people together? Food and music. Literally, yep. Food and music.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, I know Portugal. We know Brazil. You like techno music? Oh! Oh, shit! You know?
It's like once you get on that topic and you ask somebody that, you guys could talk for hours.
Yeah, because again, it's not always... Yeah, there's vocals, there's lyrics to something. Mm-hmm. Well, depending on what you like. But it's the beat, the it's vocals. The music. Yeah, yeah. We're going to get into the vocals in another episode. But, you know, it's like, it really is. And it's just so amazing. The foundation of it was because, well, they don't want us here, so we're just gonna go hide underneath here. And everybody just, you know, everybody that follows, it's like, because you're such, sometimes they feel like the outcast, you who thought mm-hmm. you didn't speak, your English wasn't very good looking, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, no, like, you're just so comfortable being your own skin. It doesn't matter if you don't fucking know English, right? Yeah. Like, it really doesn't matter. You know how to dance, you know how to move. How do I dance to this? Just like that.
Move your body. Move your body. I'm telling you.
Yes. You know, that's always funny. I know when I think of David, that he was just not moving up. He was like, okay, I'm here. And it's like, what? I was 2 months later, I'm like, oh, Lord, somebody get to the dance floor. Okay. What is he doing? That's the hoodest dance I've ever seen.
But it worked.
The hood. He was on
beat. It worked. That's what I'm saying. It worked.
Meanwhile, you got Darielle shuffling.
Yes.
Yo, that he's the meanest little shuffle I've ever been done seen.
Queen.
Yes, and you got Maria with the shades in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
She minded her business. She actually just judging everyone. Judging everyone. You got me in my bathroom in the office.
Mm-hmm.
But you know it's real when Ray Brass. Like, come here,
make your friends.
Office.
She's always like, make your friends, like, talking to everybody, telling them about themselves, making them feel good.
I'm like, is there a sign of this?
And
there's
always like, oh, I'm like, this is my friend Stephanie. Oh, I'm here in the bathroom.
Because
I thought a girl was here.
I thought a bitch was here saying something. But yeah, you know, I love you, Ray, right?
I mean, obviously,
you've met my mom. She loves you too. Mm-hmm. She thinks you're cute.
I love your kids. I love all of you guys.
Yeah, man. And you know what? Even with that, like, my kids, they like house music. They didn't know it either. Like, techno house, because that's what they play in, like, their video games, you know? Like, these things are, like, in the... People don't know.
Ann Lee's son. Shout out to Ann Lee.
Oh, yes, Ann Lee. That's my dance partner.
No.
Anthony Jr. That's my dance partner. He be really on beat. Like, he came out the womb dancing, right?
Like, I think about, like, the first time. Yo, I've been in this promoting game for years. I started promoting Teen Nights at Abyss, Club
Abyss. Abyss, oh, shit.
Surf Club, like, all that shit. Like,
did you do Club Exit? That was Jersey, right?
No, I didn't do Club Exit.
No, was that more Latin? Probably. Yeah, sounds like it.
It was... I can't...
Listen, everywhere was house. Everywhere was house, really.
But... There's only one thing I want to see come back. I want to see the Jersey Shore. I want to see New Jersey bring back that house music vibe, that tech house vibe. Like,
it's a different style, right?
It's not that it's a different style. It's just more into the vocals, more into the house. Ooh. And like, New York City was more into like more of the house and techno and tech house, but it was more trance tech and dark techno. And
oh, like
techno.
All that raving shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I mean, it's all rave, but
right.
But you know, like, if New Jersey could come back on the map, that'd be amazing. Like, people used to go from Pacha, which used to be Sound Factory.
Oh my God,
people used to go from Pacha.
I know Pacha.
They will be
I
there.
Remember, that was the guy that we used to step on, right?
So
the, Was he there, the guy with the rug?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So, fun fact, this is a guy, he still comes out. I heard he was at basement like two months ago.
In the damn rug?
Yes.
Oh,
my friend Cassie, shout out to Cassie.
Stepping up on him.
Yeah, yo, yeah. Yes! She was trying to like, she thought he was a homeless man. And I was like, what?
The funny,
I was like, you don't know.
The many characters that we have on this scene is so hilarious, but yeah. I love it. I love the characters. I love the characters that walk in. I remember when we were at Anthony's Now and Then. Look, and these two gay guys
His name is Kevin Carpet.
Kevin Carpet, y'all. Look him up.
Look, like, literally, like, that's like, it's, yes, like a, it's a fetish thing or whatever.
He loves it. Step on that man. Yeah,
you know what?
That's another conversation for another day.
Yeah,
I know. When I was at Now and Then a couple weeks ago, these two guys came in. They was looking all types of gay fabulous, and I was like, "Oh, but they came with that." I said, "Excuse me, I know you ain't trying to be a bad bitch at me." And I loved it. They were like, "Oh, hello, yes," and we just had a conversation. Like, you better come up with all the shit.
So back to what I was saying, real quick, because I want to get this out. So people used to go from Pacha, oh, it was sickening. They used to go there underage, fun fact.
Because we've always been 6'5", right?
So, Pacha, people used to go to Pacha, then they used to go to Pachita for a little after hours.
What the hell is Pachita?
With all the way arriba.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and so people used to go from there, and they used to go all the way down to Surf Club, but no sleep. Surf Club,
that's
was
a far drive.
The Seaside, Orly Beach area around there. Yeah, man, they used to do that.
That's a different Joy vibe. Harrison, I never Surf really Club. Went down. I was never really down. Like, ever.
Oh,
till recently, when you went to meet the headliners, when Oscar G was playing.
Oh
there.
My god.
I loved it. I was like, I love you, Oscar G. That was dope. I don't do pool either. Yeah. That's me. I'm just like, kind of beachy, like, cool down.
I love.
But beach. The people were really, like, I was just kind of like, oh, you know, like, over here is different because they're all like, and it didn't matter. Like, it was still mm-hmm. it was still the vibe. Oh my god, mm-hmm. you look fantastic. You're like, oh, you know, because again, it's just inclusionary wherever. I'm like, listen, you cannot be on the scene and be homophobic. You cannot be on the scene.
And that's the thing, though.
Yeah, you,
like,
can't be racist. You can't be
transphobic.
Shit. You can't be none of that shit.
Because you know what? We're all family. We're all one.
Yes, it does.
And we're all there for the same thing.
Yes. I'm like, you can't be on this scene and be like, you got something to say about the gays. No, because listen, all my gay friends will beat your ass. And the straight friends will beat your ass with them, too.
Yep.
You know? But no, no violence. We don't promote violence, guys. We just promote the dance floor. But that's really, like, that's what I said. I'm like, there's no room for none of that, you know? I remember you told me, like, the story about Victor Calderon. I'm like, why is this room full of all the gay men?
Victor Calderon, man. That man. Oh,
freaking
oh
phenomenal. God. And he just freaking, didn't he battle cancer?
Athena?
He battled cancer, right?
Yeah.
And that's freaking, I was like, did he just share it? I'm like, you know what?
Wife Athena is gorgeous, love her. Every time I see her, it's about
you would think all the gays with the little things come out, and I'm like, what? What is happening right now?
Oh,
and they're
God.
Like, yes. And I'm like, okay, girl, what's happening?
Yeah, I remember, when I first took you to Evolve. See, look, okay, so Victor Calderon has this party. It's always on January 1st.
Yes.
It's called Evolve. It's always like a transition from leaving the past and moving on and evolving and just doing you, and it's a 12-hour party.
I did not stay there 12 hours.
Oh my god!
But I stood there a lot.
That we yeah no girl we went no
we probably
we got to no we got to like
oh
around
we went to $3 bill after.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
We got to like around one.
Oh my
we got
god.
To like around one,
yes.
And then we
and
left.
Were there already for 2 days.
Literally, because it was City
New
Fox
Year.
Had a party.
Yeah, they
were so
like 2 days already. Y'all didn't go
for
the shower?
Oh, God. No, they didn't. So we were there from 1, and then we didn't get home till like 6 o'clock in the morning, because afterwards we went to $3 Bill with Mike Nuris and Benny
yes.
Soto. Shout out to you guys. Love you guys.
Yes, yes.
Kevin Williams.
His birthday coming up?
Yes, it is. You go to the party?
Yeah, Anani's going to be there. Hello.
Oh, yeah, that's so true.
You know she's my favorite girl DJ.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about all my mm-hmm. favorite DJs on another episode, and I know
yes.
you're going to mention them.
Absolutely.
And again, there's genres to this, right? Yeah, shout out to Anane, girl. I love all the energy. But that's my little genre, right?
Mm-hmm.
My little Afro beats. It's just so ancestral for me. I'm like, what? I know that's why I like me some Manny the Greek, because I'm like, sir,
oh, I love
you don't even play like a white man. It's not even a race thing. I'll be like, so who taught you how to play? Because you got too much soul for this.
Let me tell you something. Like,
he got too much soul up in him. I'm like, sir, who played? Who taught you how to do this?
Who made you?
Who made you like this?
I'm telling you,
but it really takes, like, you can really feel, you really could tell when people love what they do, mm-hmm. You know? You can't be up here with a half-ass and shit. You could tell because you're playing like trash.
All I'm going to say is that this, I am so thankful that I have found this scene. It changed my life. It helped me move on with certain things. It helped
it's
me.
Healing.
When I was,
it's healing.
It healed me when I was alone. And I met the most amazing people. Like, I honestly can say that I have met my family through this scene. Like, and it's like, how many times a day do you call me and text me? Like, 50 million times a day.
Yeah, and we
Maria,
be working.
Maria, Kira, Boris.
Let me just three-way you, girl.
Like, yo, four-way, three-way. Like, all of it. We're so obsessed with each other.
Yeah, it's really,
and
yeah.
I'm so
let's
thankful.
Talk food. Like, what do you mean?
Like, sorry, guys. I don't know if it's going to cut off.
It ain't going to cut off because I know how to edit things.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm just so thankful that I have
it's not just about the nightlife.
No, it's not. And people, and this is, and oh, this is perfect. I'm so happy you brought this up because people that don't get it and they're not into it, and you try to show them the scene, they don't get it.
Yeah, you really need to erase. You need to erase whatever thought you have about it before you go there.
Like, they be like, oh, it's the same beat, or oh, you just want to go clubbing, or you drink too much, you party too much. It's not about that. It's not about partying or taking an ecstasy, or, you know,
taking videos of,
like,
everything.
No, it's not about that. It's that when you walk through those doors and onto the dance floor, you forget about
everything.
You're
like, hello, I
all
arrived,
your problems.
Right?
Yes. You forget about all your problems. You
and everyone's running up to you. Hey, hi, hey.
Yes. And
haven't
it's
seen
just
you.
The love that I get in this scene, it literally, like, makes me want to move on, and makes me want to, like, keep on going, and I forget about all my problems, and nothing matters but just you and me.
But we're really
you
like
and
a
I
family.
And,
like,
and
we
the,
literally,
and
we're
the DJ.
Like a family.
We are
family.
Yes.
We bicker with each other. We'd be like, I ain't talking to this one, but then we'd be like, we're over it, you know? But we're honest with each other because we really know who we are. Again, outside
all
of the club. And we're all really professionals in real life. Like, we have real jobs.
Literally.
With real families and real responsibilities. Like, we're not just some, like, fucking deadbeat people with, like, bums. Like, these have been the most... I've made so many networking connections, you know, even on that. So, because people are... These are business
doctors,
owners.
Doctors, lawyers.
Developers.
Like,
fucking, yeah.
Contractors, dentists, architecture.
Yeah, everything. Who owns this club? They're in another... Like, you're not a club owner. So it's so many people... But everybody comes with that kind of straight humility, right? Like,
yo, I met people that I met them for 5 minutes. And they're like, oh, my God, I love your energy. I love your vibe. Yo, come to this place, blah, blah. Oh, I'll do your facials for free. Or, you know, I'll treat you out to my restaurant for free.
Yes.
And, like,
oh,
just,
my God.
Like, yo, you know
what I mean? Come to my event. What event? And you're like, what?
Like,
oh.
Yo.
Yes.
Like, I met, and this is going to sound crazy, but it's just like when you just know. Like, I had somebody, like, I met that same night, invite me into their home, cook me breakfast. We had a freaking phenomenal time.
Oh, I love it.
Said, like, hey, you know what? Sleep in this room.
Yeah, let's do brunch.
Blah, blah.
Let's
or,
go to brunch.
Hey, I bought you a toothbrush. You know, you could spend the night. And then let me tell you something. And those people become your best friends for the rest
of
your lives.
Yeah.
I mean, I need to take a sip to that because you know what?
Right, yes. But
we like...
We're going to cheers to that. Hello. There we go. I love it here.
Me too.
I love it here. And
I want to go to Techno Heaven. How's in Techno Heaven?
I just... What I tell people, like, listen, what you're going to do, just throw my ashes on the dance floor, but not all of them, just some of it. Because, you know, people be dead. I'm like, sir, don't step on her ashes. She will come back and haunt the fuck out of you.
Sir, ma'am, sir.
Sir, ma'am, sir. Hello. whatchamacallit. But, definitely find your people. And we don't... Again... There's so much diversity in the people, in the music, in the beats, in everything. And it's like, what? I went a month ago. I went girls' night out, and we literally all went to like the reggaeton concert. I'm like, y'all bitches know this music because we're diverse. That's not just we just listen to that. It's like, no, we actually listen to like everything because it's everything. House music is, it encompasses all of that. So yes, I love me some. I love my salsa. I love my reggaeton. I love my hip hop. People love, but when you learn. You have conversations when you hear people's backgrounds. Like I said, Mr. Rivas with his hip hop background. You know, some people have a rock background. People have a disc. You know, it's all different.
Oh, and I love my rock and metal. And I love my bachata, merengue, salsa.
But then it brings like you literally when you know you hear you're like, oh my god, was that? What's that? And you just holy shit, because it's literally just mixing and just trying to like. What sounds right? And you're like, that didn't even sound
like
sound
parties
right.
I used to love. And like, I used to go to his parties and we became like the best of friends. Like Christian Arango.
Oh, Christian Arango.
Love Christian.
Yes. Matatan. he killed it at Brooklyn Mirage.
Miss Jennifer and I.
Miss Jennifer.
That's like my little, that's literally my favorite.
I love you. Hey, Miss Jen. She be killing it. She knows my favorite song. That she has, she'd be like, I'm like, yes, that's my song. She be fucking it up.
Who did I see this year that I was just like, no, not this year, last year. Oh, Black Coffee. When I saw Black Coffee,
listen,
for the first time,
let me tell you how legendary that band is. Black
Eric
Coffee,
Prydz,
Camel Fat. You saw Camel Fat, right?
Yeah, I love Camel Fat, but Dennis Rivera, oh my god, he does Union City.
Yeah, a lot of them do. Eric Murillo has a street named after him in New York City. You know, and I mean, we'll talk about those, you know, all the genres and stuff because there's really.
We could talk forever about this.
Yeah, we could. Listen, this is why we have a series.
Yes,
this is why this is a series because we definitely are not going to talk about this for hours and hours.
Yes.
Yeah, all of that good stuff. But it's, you know, there's so much to dive into. So much, like, but this came from this and this came from that. You already know the music industry is already a whole fucking world of itself. But it's like, when you see, you know, the people that love it, you know, just seeing the way things are broken down, take this from here and all of that stuff. It's like, you know, wow. So yes, we're going to have to give credit to hip hop, rap, disco, fucking Afro beats, the Latinos, the Africans, the like literally everywhere. Like we really have to give credit to all of them because as diverse as the crowd is, that's as diverse as the music is. You know? One drum beat is a different drum beat and you connect because you find yourself in that. Like you can hear, when I heard La India play that, when I heard La India and that Love and Happiness, I was like, my whole childhood. Because she's who I listened to growing up. And you're like, wait, what? But it gave me very much freestyle vibes, right? But it's, again, you connect. There's always something you connect to, right? It's like, oh, I could connect to this. And you're like, but how? There's no word sometimes. And you're just like, it's a connection, right? Like literally my ancestors be calling me. I've been hearing them.
Even kids today, like, yo, kids today, like, literally be, like, they know the music, too, because it's in their video games. It's starting to become way more popular.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because, you know, Aunt Lee's, Aunt Lee's son, he's two
years
old.
So he's gonna be three in, like, July.
Like, it's crazy. David's son, Kingston, like these kids, like, they listen to the music through us, and, like, that's literally all they like. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll, like, hear things. You know what it is? Like, songs on the radio nowadays, like, you could listen to it, and, like, I'll get over it right away. But this, like, I could listen to a track
it's
from
timeless.
The 90s. Yeah.
But that's where we talk about, like, the classics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which we'll talk about in another episode, because we have so much to dive into. But something like the classics, and you're like, it's almost like when I hear Spanish songs, and I'm like, yo, this song was, like, from, like, 1975. And it's still dope. It's almost like you can still hear those Frankie Knuckles songs. You still have DJ sampling his music. It's like, I didn't realize until I watched the documentary. I was like, I know all of these songs.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. I know all of these. I know these mixes. Because they came from him. And that's why I say, like, some people don't even notice that they, you know, that they know these songs, right? So, I mean, we're definitely going to put a little playlist together, right? A Party Beret playlist that we'll have that people can listen to. my playlist. And I mean, you definitely could feel the personality in there. It's almost also like, if you're feeling kind of down, you could, there's like a house beat for that, right? If you're feeling like, let me just soak, right? It's like when you say you want to listen to R&B love songs. No, there's a house, there's a house genre for that. If you feel like you watch my fight, there's a house genre for that. If you want to just love on somebody.
Speaking of love, you know what I love? Oh. How when everybody talks about house and techno music, they just don't speak about it. They speak about it with
a feeling,
with love, with passion.
What you make you feel?
They get like so into it, you know? Yeah,
they got some raunchy Nancy songs too. Remember that song? What's our song that we like to listen to?
I was in the club. Somewhere in the club when I saw that man. There's no place for him, but
every time that song comes on, me and Ray, I'm like, where are you?
Y'all know, seriously.
But then when Deborah Cox comes on, Ray, I'm like, where is Ray? Because he needs the whole goddamn
thing. Hack Sector, he killed.
And I remember when I met him, I'm like, where are you? Oh my God. I'm like, who?
Bitch, wait. I was like, you don't know who I am.
But I know who he is. It's just the thing, like, again, hear these songs and stuff.
Well, because
you never put the face to the music, right? And they're just in the crowd regular,
right?
Like, sir, do you know who you are? You're a legendary. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, hey, oh, like, and I'm all like, oh my God, hi, sorry, my bad.
And like, for these DJs to know who I am,
yeah,
it's just like, it's still like,
oh my God, yeah. When I met Hex Factor in like actual life, and I'm like, J Lo, hello, at the Super Bowl.
Oh, what? Girl, I went on Facebook and I was like,
and you know, the funniest part is when I met him, he was just by the bar, and he's like, hey, I like your look. I'm like, I like your look.
Well, I remember that. You were like, Ray, I can
remember that. Fuck. Shit. But you know, it's they're so humble too, you know? Like, they're not walking around here like they can't just sit. They need a VIP section.
Yeah, no, they're not.
They just out here like regular.
See, I think honestly VIP.
Because they are regular.
I think VIP killed the nightlife.
Listen.
But that's one of the top.
Well, you know, how the VIP and the bottle service and all that shit. Cause really. Really?
Yeah.
We're not knocking bottle service, but we'd be good with that.
I mean, we make good money off of it.
Yeah, but it's different. Again, it's a different vibe. I think sometimes we'll go to a new place, like as a, like our team to get down or whatever, and it's like a place that hasn't heard, like, when we went to Mondo out there, like, this is not this type of music. I was like, listen, girl, y'all want to make some money. This is what y'all going to have. Y'all going to have the dancing vibe. But they're like, what? I don't really. By the end of the night, they're like, oh, we love it here. Vibe with them. I'm like, yeah, because they saw the good time. It's like, it's again, it's a different crowd. And it's like, listen, we don't care. I don't know how to dance to it. I don't know. I'm going to tell you, girl, you better figure it out. Mm-hmm. Did you want to make some money here? These people got money. They're actually trying to get away. These people are parents and they got to get back home. And so we just trying to have a good time while we're outside, right? I'm going outside to just kind of be looking at somebody crazy. I'm out here to dance. I'm not trying to do none of that. I'm out here trying to be with my fam, have a good time, be with Alex while she hustle a hookah. I love her with her damn hookah. I cannot. Hey, Alex, boo.
Carolina.
Oh my God. Yeah, they be having a. She's my backup in the bathroom because she's like, stop, you can't do this. I'm like, they gonna talk shit about my DJs out here. Sorry, you know, sometimes.
It's a feeling. You
know, sometimes I'd be like, I still remember that time. The girl with the blue Crocs went up. You weren't there that night. No, were you? You were. They went up to Miss Jennifer. I had to talk about this.
They were trying
to request a song. Oh, I was girl. Like, she had blue Crocs. I said, this was blasphemous. Who the fuck? And she was just like, what? I said, dude, someone put a request? I don't understand what's happening right now. Who, first of all, who allowed her? They were making me, Steph, the girl's up there. I'm like, am I security? Yeah. I'm like, are you requesting? You don't do that. We're going to have to do that one day. Etiquette of house, right?
Hold on. That happened recently.
Somebody did not.
No, yeah. Where was I? And I think I was with Jay.
They did.
Yeah, oh my God.
Somebody needs to let their friends know things
not. But like, you don't go to a rave and like try to request music. They were like, oh, can they bring me some reggaeton? And I was like, honey, this is not that kind of party.
You're like, not here.
I was like, they paid this guy like over $1,000 to come here and do his
for 30 minutes.
Like, girl, bye.
Like, and again, and you know what though? And you know, as we come to a close on this episode,
because
you know, we love it here. But like, I know,
I love
partying with Ray. Yes, love it here. I know for one, like, when I want to invite a friend, right, I'll be like, okay, I know if this DJ's playing, they're going to be able to connect because it's familiar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, we got an Afrobeat house. Okay, I know I can invite my friends to here, mm-hmm. right? And it's like, or I have somebody that's more like a Andy Cardona, right? Hey, Andy.
Love Andy.
I'm like, okay, I know I can bring like my little rocker and emo friend. And again, everything's for everybody, but it's almost like when something sounds familiar, people get that don't know it, they get more comfortable. Like, oh, right. I sound familiar. You know, and it's this is the remix. So it's like there's so, and we're gonna talk about that and on, you know, when we have our next episode this month. All the genres, because that's another reason why it's not one lane, it's not one-sided, it's not monotone. It's really something for everybody. And even if it's not your thing, you kind of learn to love it.
It's not that we're trying to convince you.
I ain't trying to convince nobody of a goddamn thing. People don't do what they want.
Right.
I don't care.
But what I will tell you is, at the last episode that we're gonna have, if you guys follow Stephanie on Instagram. She's vibe_with_Steph. I am party with Ray,
R-E-Y.
cannot stress that enough. But but basically, we are going to collab together and we are going to give you and maybe 3 or 4 of your friends to come to one of our events for free. And we're going to show you what it's about, you know? You pick and choose what party you want to go to. It'll be in New York or New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, maybe if you like it that much, we'll get you into After Hours for free, too, you know?
You know, that's a little, what's it called? Pachita. A little pachita.
I wish.
Yeah, but no, listen, I love that when you bring somebody that they would never be like, what? Oh, my God, I love to hear. They don't want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bitch, it's 4 a.m. Let's go home.
Mm-hmm.
They really love it here. And again, it's not always the music. They kind of learn to love the music. It's just the people, the connections, you know? It's it's deeper than that, you know? And as we continue this month, I'm sure that we're going to have some guest DJs. We're going to have some special guests. We're going to have all that good stuff. But I think at the end of it, because in the beginning,
there was house.
Right? And as we learn where things came from and who these people were, who were the originators of XYZ, and they wasn't some like fancy boot, like they didn't have shit. They was just making, literally could have been like a box of carton or some thing, you know? But it's like pots and pans. And it's like, just like I tell Ray all the time, you think this is just like, oh, that sounds crazy. And I'm like, look at what house music is. They didn't even know how, like, worldwide this thing went when they started out in Chicago. They were like, there's a what? You're like, a who? In Europe? They had no idea, because a lot of us, I mean, at least for me, like, we really just kind of grew up within a city and we're like, we never went out, right? So even when I recently started kind of more traveling, I'm like, I know I'm gonna go to Miami, right, for the first time this month, and I'm like, I just want to go to space, and I heard a lot about it. I want to go to 1-800-LUCKY to see one of my favorite DJs, Oscar G, and I'm like, because I heard of these places, right? But it's like, no matter where you are, you can find it. If it's an underground little spot, if it's a big ass place that's open for fucking 24 hours, like, you're gonna find a spot.
Sure.
And just like food and music, food, it brings us together, just like the music brings us together, you know? Like, I just encourage anybody who's listening to this, if they're from the scene or they're not, like, just continue to be open-minded, right? Not just with the music, you know, just with people around us. Like, if you would have told me 10, 15 years ago, I would have met somebody like Ray. I'd be like, okay, where? How does that happen? Because a lot of us, we would never cross paths if it wasn't from the scene. A lot of us really wouldn't. Where would I be?
But not only that, like, sometimes when you get to know each other, you'd be like, oh, where are you from? Or this and that. You find out.
You have a lot more in common.
Not only that, like, there's people that knew, you know, like, your ex. And you're just like, what? You're like,
I never saw you before.
Right. Yeah. Like, or this person went to high school. I know your tio. I know your tia.
Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, like, my God.
Dude, I met this guy. I mean, we're closing, but I met this guy one time, and
Ray always missed this guy.
Like, no, we literally added each other on social media. Well, we tried to, but we were already friends. And oh, next you know, he was my fucking cousin.
I think I was there for that.
You were there, actually. Oh my God, that was funny. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, and it, things like that happen. You're like, oh my God. Or again, I've met so many people that I would never have met. My literal, like, at my actual 9-to-5 job that I still love, me and my boss, like, we were at the same freaking, that New Year's party. We were at the same party. I was like, what? Like, huh? Like, you know, and she did tell me she went to this party, but it's like, somebody like that who, you know, not to say she's anything like a celebrity, but it's like, you're my boss, you're at a party like me? Like, that's crazy. Or like the people on our team, like, I've met them at an after hours party. Mm-hmm. What do? You know, I mean, that's, I love the networking and connection, but it's like, really, like, we sometimes just really never know that we're going to meet somebody. We're really just, they'll change our lives. Things like people really just change our lives. And I love it because I'm like, we've met Sully, my boy Sully, who's, I'm like, this guy is the shout out to Sully. I'm like, what are you doing here? You know,
you know how many times I went,
you kind of forget.
But like, no, first of all, he popped up out of nowhere.
It's just out of nowhere. I love
we
you.
Went to Miami
in an RV. Like,
we went to Miami and the thing popped up there.
There goes Sully.
I was in, what was that? Just everywhere. Everywhere I go,
he's just laid back, cool guy. Like, you would never know, like, what he actually does for a living. And I'm like, wait. And he's like, no, I don't talk about that. I don't want to talk about it, right? We have people that are, like, cops. People that are, like, sheriff officers. And they're just like, no, I'm not that. I'm not that person.
I just want to hang out.
We're not our job description, right? So, it's, again, people that would have never met or crossed paths with. Mm-hmm. They become the people closest to us. And, you know, I just like to follow the music. And it brings us all together. You see what I did there? Yes. So, I mean, that's all I got to say about that. What you got to say? You got something to say before we close?
Just stay tuned, honestly. We're about to take it to a journey, just like these DJs take us on a journey.
Yes.
And we're going to school you guys. And
Ray's going to continue to school me, because, you know, I was just be like, talking about, you like techno? No, I don't.
You know, you're already vibing with stuff, and I'm gonna show you how to party with Ray
all day. So I can't wait to see you, talk to you guys next week. Share this with your friends, tag us and all that good stuff. I'll put some great things in the description.
I love to meet people and follow back, so DM me. I love to
slide in your DMs.
Yes, slide into my DMs. If you guys want to meet up, you guys want to go party with Ray, like,
he's a vegetarian, so he just doesn't eat.
Okay.
I mean, this is the end of the podcast episode. But guys, I'm looking forward to hearing your feedback, comments, all that good stuff. Share it. I just thank you so much to everybody who, you know, listens and shares. Oh, I forgot to do one of those listener or shout outs or whatever. But we definitely did the beginning. Shout out to TBA, right?
Shout out to all the clubs, like, in New York, like, even the ones that closed
spots,
down.
Especially now and then, Anthony, thank you so much for, you know, just opening your thank you for opening the doors for all the DJs. You said, you know, no matter, you support all DJs, you know, I think that's definitely a big deal. Maybe we'll have to, we'll throw Anthony up in here one of these days. You know, he's a busy man.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. Maybe we'll talk about it but guys, we're gonna talk some more shit next week. Follow, share, comment, and thank you for vibing with Seth,
and thank you for parting with Ray.